Inflation means one thing to economists and quite another to cosmologists. When applied to the universe, it means the expansion from its tiny origins nearly 14 billion years ago. Now scientists have a better idea of how fast this happened, thanks to a U.S. satellite orbiting four times farther than the moon. It is called the Wilkinson Microwave and Isotropy Probe, or WMAP for short, launched in 2001. The probe's chief investigator, astrophysicist Charles Bennett of the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, says the data reveal that the infant universe just popped out suddenly from almost nothing. It inflated from the size of a pea to a volume larger than all current observable space in less than 1/1,000,000,000th of a second.
It amazes me that we can say anything at all about what transpired in the first 1/1,000,000,000th of a second, but we can. It appears that the universe had a growth spurt that would alarm any mom or dad.
This conclusion comes after 3 years of continuous observations of the oldest light in the universe. Bennett says it is the remnant afterglow of light that first appeared when the universe was just 300,000 years old, a faint microscopic radiation that lingers at temperatures close to absolute zero, the temperature at which all atomic motion stops.
WMAP measures the patterns of the light as a geologist might examine a fossil for clues of the past.
The WMAP results give the most detailed picture yet of the minute brightness and temperature variations in this light, heat differences of less than 1/1,000,000th of a degree. These variations, first measured in the 1990s by a previous U.S. satellite, are microwave fossils revealing the emerging structure of the infant universe. The slightly warmer, brighter regions represent areas where matter began clumping together, eventually growing into galaxies, stars, and planets. The cooler, darker areas were less dense, becoming the space between these structures. It is in these patterns that the researchers discern the details of the universe's beginning, aided by a new map of the polarization or direction of the faint microwave radiation. The WMAP researchers say their findings, combined with other cosmology information, support established theories on the universe's expansion. These theories hold that at the outset, short-lived bursts of energy at the atomic level were converted during the rapid inflation into the fluctuations of matter WMAP has measured more precisely than ever. Listen to Princeton University team member David Spergel.
WMAP has subjected our basic cosmological model to its most rigorous test, passed with flying colors.
The new data also informs scientists that only 4% of the universe is ordinary matter that we can see. 22% is unidentified dark matter, and 74% is a mysterious dark energy. This is a force scientists believe counters the gravitational pull of matter and is causing another rapid expansion of the universe, although not nearly as forceful as the first one.
The observations are spectacular, and the conclusions are stunning.
This is Columbia University cosmology theorist Peter Green, who was not part of the WMAP research team.
Our species is one that seeks its origin, and the deepest of all questions of origin is, how did the universe begin? WMAP has certainly not answered this question, but WMAP's data is taking us one giant step closer to the answer by giving us a precise quantitative look at what happened literally at time zero itself.
The WMAP data are to be published in the Astrophysical Journal. The WMAP satellite will continue to refine its data on a mission expected to last until 2009. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.